there. I'm board-certified professional organizer Kathy Burns. I'm really glad you're here. This podcast is designed for busy entrepreneurs just like you who want to take better control of your business and move forward with less stress and more success. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. The Organize Energize podcast is produced for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at thepodcast.organizeandenergize.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at Organize Energy and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get into the show.
Hi, everyone. I'm back. And this week, I am speaking with Colleen Watson. We're going to talk about how to live like you're living adultier and talk about legacy planning for entrepreneurs. Yes, we all need to do this. I know we don't like to, but we need to talk about how to plan our legacy. So here's the thing about Colleen. At the heart and soul, she's a planner. She likes putting puzzle pieces together and creating a picture. Then when life threw her a situation where she didn't make a plan, an injury or a loved one, it stopped her life and she made many mistakes, but it also inspired her. So here's the thing, gang, we all need a safety net, something to catch us during hard times. And Colleen's job is to help you weave one that fits your current and future business and life. So let's jump into it and let's meet Colleen. Hi, everyone. We are back. As promised, I am with Colleen Watson. We're going to talk about creating a legacy, being a grown-up with a business, and moving forward, right? Adulting, as Colleen likes to say. So, Colleen, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me today. I'm so grateful to be here.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about your backstory and how you got into this legacy planning phase of your life.
Well, for many years, I was a librarian. And then during the pandemic, I decided, let's start my own business, not work for somebody else, be available for my aging parents, and started one business and was doing that. And then, and my parents, my dad died in 2018. I have my mom with me. And my mom did a lot of things right in her life. She stopped smoking and drinking in her 40s. She ate healthy. She exercised. She was a reader. She had an active social life. So she was really healthy. So when we had a few bumps in the road, health bumps, she recovered very quickly. She just turned 89 this month on the 26th. So she's, you know, doing amazing. But, eventually with parents, there comes the bump in the road that is really serious. And for me, that bump in the road was on April 6th, 2024, when my mom had a serious medical situation. She took a fall. She broke a bone in her pelvis. That bone punctured her bladder. And that led to a blood infection. So we were in the hospital. We were in rehab. She was in bed for quite some time. And my life stopped. As it does when you're the caretaker, and suddenly it goes from, every once in a while you take them to the doctor, you make sure they're walking, they make sure they're eating, to 24/7 you have to be on call. And I did not have a plan for that because I didn't want to. I didn't want to think about my only living parent being fragile and losing her. So I did what we do. I avoided. I put it off. I procrastinated. And we all do this. We think, tomorrow's going to look like yesterday. And one day it doesn't. And I made a lot of mistakes. And so this inspired me to do a lot of research and try to help people like me who are entrepreneurs not have to lose their business, not have to lose their retirement savings, not maybe even have to lose their home because of a medical situation. Because we all know that, medical costs in our country, a lot of people have. It is the number one cause of bankruptcy in our country. So let's figure out a safety net for you so that we can severely lessen the possibility that is going to happen. That's what we want to do. So that has become my mission. And I am really excited because, this is something that also needs some organization, so a system in place, just like anything else in your business, and some a set of understanding and rules of things you need to do to keep yourself up to date with all of the various pieces of paper you need to make sure that if anything happens, your life can, people can come in and do what they need to do to keep all the lights on in your life. So that
Yeah,
is my focus.
that's important work. So, what would be this first step that people would take?
So the first step that I have people take is one that most people don't think about, and it's really important, is I have them sit down and look at all of their various online things that have passwords. And let's make, just make a list of them and let's figure, let's organize and coordinate our passwords. And if you, if you make the list and you're looking at it and you're just like, oh my gosh, I am subscribed to and have to get passwords for so many things, which some of us do. Some of us are very online and we have all kinds of subscriptions and whatnot. Maybe it's time to get a password manager. And like transfer all of that into that so it's centralized. Most people don't think about this. Like they really don't. And yet, because most of the time, like we've stored the password in our computer because we know the username, the password's just there. But if like somebody doesn't know your username, and then so I have three forms. I have that one. I have the where is it form. So where is the information on, where's your will? Where is the information on your retirement planning? Where is the key to your safe deposit box if you have one? Where is the information of like birth certificates, death certificates, and all of, passports, all of those things that, where's your credit card information? Because like it sounds really simple, but in when somebody has passed away, half the battle most people have is they can't find anything. And then the third one I do is the phone tree, which is like, yeah, you have your emergency contact, but who else do you want contacted? Do you have a close friendship group you want to make sure that they know? Are you part of a church community that you want to pray for you and you might maybe want the pastor to come visit you? Who do you want to know? Are you part of organizations that need to know? Like there are people, outside of like generally, friends and family, friends and family outside of your emergency contact that you want to know is going on in your life. And so having a list of these are the people I want notified about my situation. And also, how much do you want to tell them? You can, for some people, it's just like she's in the hospital. For, other people who are very close to you, give them the full deets. You know what I mean? So those are my three things because those one, they're easy, they're top of mind. And two, it's easy to get going with them and feel like you've accomplished something before it gets really hard.
That's so smart. I have all my clients go into the password vault. I like LastPass, but there's so many different ones. I think it's
There are.
really important. And with my aging brother, who is 13 years older than I am, I had him create the vault and I'm in charge of the master password. So you have to have someone else than you have that master password to get into your vault. So, making the vault step one and having someone have access to step two, I think that's really solid advice. Something that I'm way behind. And also, the where is it and who to contact. I remember, well, I have a client right now that she has a huge family, and she has cousins and cousins and cousins. And what they decided to do, which totally reminded me when you said this. So they have a point person at each family leg tree. And so the one point person will tell the other point person, that person will tell her 12 people, and then they'll tell the other point person to tell their 12 people. And that way the news will spread, hey, Patty's in the hospital, so everybody kind of knows. So having a point person, I think, is really a great idea.
And I like how you dug deeper into what do you want them to know? You know, do you want them to give them the gory details, or do you just want to say she's in the hospital, but she's fine, or she's in the hospital, she really could use some candy or some flowers? You know, what is it that they, so these are really smart. So what, I love this. So as a librarian, I know you're very systems oriented, and this is how you kind of came upon this system. So, excuse me. So can you talk to me about one of your clients that has implemented this, and what happened, and how it worked, or talk to me about.
I had a client who I do like a quick 15-minute meet and greet just to talk to people, just to see, because not everybody's ready for this and not everybody's in the headspace for it. It's a lot. I have a lot that I walk you through. But I was talking to, so I was doing one of these and I just got to chatting with her, and we weren't talking about our businesses. We were just, life in general, as happens in lot, with these things. And she was saying that she was living with her romantic partner in his house that he owns. They're not married. And she said, "Yeah, but if he passes away, I have 6 months to move out." And I looked at her and said, "Is that written down anywhere?" And she paused, and I said, does he have kids?" And she's like, "Yeah." "Has he told his adult children that that's the plan?" And because what happens when people die is that you're grieving, your emotions are running really high, and you are not thinking clearly that you were, 6 months before, when it was just like, and your dad came to you and said, I really want you to put off selling the house for 6 months so she can get herself situated. And then everybody's on the same page and we all know what the plan is going to be." But when you don't have that, it can be easy to say, "I don't believe he said that to you." And then that's where, and we all have these stories of people who, didn't have a plan when somebody died, and it got messy very, very quickly. And so when I, we got to her, and she like literally had to, sit down with her partner because they were doing wills, and say, "I need you to write this down, and I need you to, have a talk with your kids before the will happens," right? And those are hard conversations. We all know that. I call it the talk, because nothing with the title "the talk" is ever fun, right? People avoid it like the plague. We all know that, right? But these are the talks you have to have with your adult children, and you have to have with your parents, about what they want to have happen and what their thinking is, because sometimes they're not thinking all the way to every scenario, and you as the outside person. So yeah, they got that worked out, and she was doing really well to begin with. I didn't have to do a lot with her. She had already like started working on a will, and she was organized in terms of her credit, and her children knew all of her plans. And so like she'd done a lot of things right. But sometimes it's those few little things
Yes, a little thing.
that
But
slip
that's
through the cracks.
important. Yeah, that's a super important little thing.
And one of the other things I said to her was like, I love that, you're living with your boyfriend and he's being very generous, but what happens if you break up? You know what I mean? Before, what happens if you break up before he dies? Do you have a plan for that? And she did. You know what I mean? But a lot of people, once again, tomorrow looks like yesterday, doesn't always do that. And, breakups, particularly if you aren't married, can be, when you are married, it's messy. When you're not married, oh my gosh, you know what I mean? So she had a serious talk with her partner and got that figured out. And so, because we forget that, like, oh wait, some of this isn't in our hands. Some of this is, I need to talk to XYZ person to make sure that this is covered, right? And We for it's easy to forget. I always say life happens and we forget the paperwork, you
Yeah.
know? And so that's one of those moments where life happened and they forgot the paperwork and they fixed it, but it's going to save a lot of stress further down the line, right? And
Yeah.
that's what we want,
Yeah, do
right?
the paperwork in advance, because when life happens, you're in shock typically, and you're not really thinking about the stuff you didn't do. You're thinking about more in alarm mode for sure.
Yeah, and that is, it's so funny. One of the when I was looking at this, I always do things by songs or song titles. So Live Like You're Living is, a thing of live like you're dying, the Tim McGraw song. And I was just like, why is it that you have to have a terrible diagnosis or survive a horrible accident before you're willing to take risks in your life? What if you could do that sooner, right? And being an adult, you're adult, it was a quote I saw about basically it was just like, one day you look around and realize and look for the adult to make the decision, and you realize, oh crap, I'm the adult. So you look for the adultier adult, and that's why we look for mentors and things like that. And so, like, I'm gonna help you be an adultier adult.
I love that. I
Yeah.
love that. So talk to us about how people can get in touch with you, what you'd like to offer them, because we all need to do this. Okay, so you
Yes.
guys that are listening out there, you need to do it somehow, some way, by crick or cranny, and this lady has it figured out. So how do they get in touch with you?
So I do 30-minute no obligation consultations with people. They can just schedule an appointment and just talk about their concerns. And everybody's concern is a little bit different. But we all have something we're considering. And I call it the dark tea time of the soul moment, where like you're not thinking about it, and then like the neighbor 2 doors down who's 2 years younger than you gets cancer. And all of a sudden you're looking around going, oh crap, I don't have my stuff together. So, those sorts of people. So I'm on Calendly. It's calendly.com/centuryplant.
Okay.
And
And I'll put that link down below as well. It's
yeah.
Calendly, right? Is it Calendly or Calendary?
Calendly,
Okay.
Calendly.
Okay, got
And
it.
basically you can set up a 30-minute free, no obligation, talk with me, and we'll just talk about your concerns. I will give you some help, some advice. I'll give you the link so you can download. I have the three things in a like little workbook form, so you can
Perfect.
download like that and get started after we have that 30-minute talk. But I'm open for anything. You can talk about anything in terms of legacy. So it does include will. And because you are an entrepreneur, it could also include things like succession concerns. It could also include things like, do I have enough business insurance? Do I need more life insurance? What those sorts of questions. It can be like, how much should I be setting aside for my taxes? What's my emergency fund should look like? All of these sorts of things.
Being an adult. Oh yeah. So
Yeah.
you're the adult resource. I love this. So any adult or adulting things that you need to do that you've not yet done, this is a good place to start to just have a conversation. And I know that you've done this for so many people, for the given amount of time that questions to ask and you know what to listen for. It's like this part might be missing. So
Yeah.
definitely, chat with Colleen and see, you'll get some insight on things you need to take steps with. I'm positive. I think that's
Absolutely.
great. And we'll put the link below. And I'm seeing that you're Century Plant Publishing. So I'm just a little bit, that's your Gmail. Talk to me about that for a minute. Is that the name of your company or how did that?
So that is my umbrella company, because in another life I'm also I'm writing a book, and I'm going to self-publish. And they said, create an entity, a publishing house for yourself. So it looks like somebody else published you. And so I created that. And then I was just like, well, I have the LLC. I'll just become Century Plant Business Services under that LLC. And, that's the thing I love about LLCs is like, you can just keep adding businesses to it with a doing business ad. It's really in Colorado, it's really easy. In most places, you might want to talk to a lawyer or whatever. But like once you've established something, that's another thing you need to take into consideration as an entrepreneur, is do I have the right organization? And at some point, am I going to change the organizational structure of my business, and what's that going to look like? So, succession planning, that's also part of it. So, so I'm still going to do that. I probably not looking to do that until 2026, because I'm still writing away, but I have my I'm doing a trilogy because why not? And I'm going to make the effort to publish them all within 6 months of each other.
All right, you will do it. I know you can do it. And I was just intrigued because I think Century Plants, are also legacy. So that's what cued me about that word and about the title and about your company name. I think it's pretty cool.
And
It's
it's
right in
all.
alignment.
Yep, and they're also late bloomers, which I consider myself one because the flower doesn't bloom until the second half of their life. And I it took me a while to figure myself out. I'll be honest, and I think I'm not alone out there in the world. So, for all the other late bloomers out there, I always say, the best time to start was 10 years ago. The next best time to start is tomorrow, particularly with legacy. It's not too late. You can do it. You can organize it. And I would rather you be uncomfortable for 3 months and then go for the rest of your life, than discover that you haven't got yourself together when someone's in the hospital.
I love it. Wow, great advice. I'm so happy that you're on this podcast. I think we could all use this words of wisdom. Go out there and take action, gang. Book a call with Colleen. She can give you some insight on what you're probably missing because talking to you, I know that I'm missing one thing for sure. So check her out, call her up. Reach out on Calendly, set up a time with her. And I really appreciate your time, Colleen. It's been really a pleasure to meet you and to get to know you a little bit more. And your work in the world is very much needed. So let's all adult. What do you say? One, two, three. Let's be adults and let's do
Let's be
it
adult here, adults.
some
Woohoo!
adults. You got it. We can do it.
All right.
Until next time, you guys, I'll join you. I'll see you again at the next podcast. And thanks for your attention and thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you want to hear more, feel free to subscribe on the platform of your choice. Also, if you feel so inclined, I would truly appreciate a good rating from you to me. Have a stellar day.